A decision reached by a Washington, D.C. appellate court this week could reshape the internet in subtle but important ways. Critics believe it will squeeze free expression and freeze out new upstarts. But New York-based Verizon, the plaintiff in the lawsuit, fought hard for the change. And WNYC's Ilya Marets reports victory in court will bolster Verizon's business model.
Advocates for the doctrine known as net neutrality have been fretting for years that something like this could happen. A court decision giving internet providers the power to give preferential treatment to certain kinds of content reaching your home computer. Now it has come to pass, and the company that made it happen...
Can you hear me now? Good.
Verizon Communications Incorporated.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Good.
Verizon retired its mascot with the nerd glasses a few years ago, but the company continues to aggressively market itself as the most reliable carrier out there, a 21st century communications emporium, which just happens to have deep roots in an older technology.
So this is the Verizon building at 140 West Street, surrounded mainly by newer office towers, but you can tell this building is old. It's from the 1920s, and it has these gorgeous Art Deco motifs on the side, bunches of grapes, exotic birds, cherubs playing musical instruments.
For decades, this has been the hub where copper telephone lines converged. It was once known as the 9X building, and before that, the New York Telephone Company building. Late last year, Verizon sold 40% of the tower to a condo developer and moved its corporate headquarters to a glassy, angular skyscraper in Midtown. It's part of a bigger shift from landline voice communications to an all-media business, reaching into the smartphone in your pocket and popping up at home on your TV. Jan Dawson is chief analyst at Jackdaw Research.
Verizon spent a lot of time and money over the last several years building up a content delivery business.
By signing up customers for premium TV and high-speed internet. Just as important, Dawson says, Verizon is focused on getting ESPN or Hulu into people's homes.
Essentially finding ways to work with content providers who want to get their content to Verizon's customers and making money from that.
Over the last decade, Verizon rode the internet to big profits. It made $30 billion last quarter. And some other big players like Comcast and AT&T are pursuing a similar strategy. But there's a problem. The information superhighway is increasingly clogged and cluttered. David Kaut is a telecom regulatory analyst at Stifel.
Because the internet basically sends things, instead of having a dedicated line from one end of the country to the other and basically occupying that line for the whole time, it sends data in bursts out over pipes, and they can go in all sorts of different routes.
The more this stuff hops around, the more there is potential for delays. In court this week, Verizon essentially won the right to direct traffic and collect tolls. No one knows exactly what the company will do with this power, but it seems likely that the roadhogs out there, YouTube, Netflix, and cloud computing services, will be asked to pay more to reach customers at the speeds we've come to expect.
Verizon's going to hold out the carrot. Look, hey, if you pay us more, you know, we'll provide you better service. You know, preferential treatment, prioritized traffic.
We don't know what customers will have to pay, but Kaut says this could bring order to the haphazard flow of data. But order is something many people fear. Michael Copps watched broadband grow from dream to reality when he was a member of the Federal Communications Commission. He's now with the group Common Cause. And to him, the court decision this week is a nightmare.
When you talk about a technology like broadband and the internet that is so open, born to be open and unshackled by gatekeepers, and if we allow another kind of gated internet, a high-priced internet to develop, that will be one of the great tragedies of the history of technology and the history of democracy, too.
For now, Verizon seems to have won new powers over how companies send data to customers. But the court on Wednesday also recognized the FCC's right to regulate broadband. Analysts say if Verizon cares about preserving its powers, it must proceed cautiously. If the public gets the idea Verizon is censoring content, the government will come under enormous pressure to intervene. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marets.